Abaju, with Apache actually a Quechan word meaning fighting men. Today, the Apache prefer the designation Nadi, Disne, Disdende, Inde, or Nide, meaning the people. The most widely accepted hypothesis dates the arrival of the Apache, Navajo, and Ute to around 1500. During what is referred to as the Diné Ta archaeological phase of the Upper San Juan River drainage area in northwestern New Mexico, southwestern Colorado, southeastern Utah, and northeastern Arizona. Another common theory contends that these groups first entered the U.S. Southwest during the historic period after the Puebloan Revolt of 1680, when the Pueblo nations expelled Spanish colonizers and restored self-rule. Yet another theory, which is promoted by Barry Pritzker in Native American Encyclopedia, History, Culture, and Peoples, is that Athabascan ancestors of the Apache and Navajo migrated into the Southwest around 1400. But physical evidence does not support this contention yet. Whatever the timing, historians consider the Apache, Navajo, and Ute as relative new arrivals to the region, and they arrived as hunter-gatherers, establishing villages north and between Anasazi, Mongolan, and Hohokam homelands. By some reckoning, both the Apache and Navajo constitute subgroups of the Ute people, with the Apache infiltrating the southwest and establishing themselves in the Great Basin. Other historians contend that the Ute actually arrived in the southwest as early as 1200 and were responsible for driving out the Puebloans virtually single-handedly. While these theories trace the Apache migration from northwestern Canada to the southwest around 1500, some Apache groups contend that it actually occurred in reverse. They contend that around 1500 and contact with the Spanish, most Athapascan-speaking people migrated to the north, with only a minority remaining in the southwest. Whichever direction they came from, everyone agrees that by the end of the 1600s, about 5,000 Apache occupied the southwest. Once the Apache, Navajo, and Ute separated from the Athabascan-speaking group in Canada, the Apache Navajo migrated south along the high plains of the United States, following the outer ridge of the Rocky Mountains and passing through Montana and Nebraska. Encountering comparatively more aggressive plains groups like the Pawnee along the way, who at this time lived in fortified villages and conducted small-scale farming, the Apache remained more mobile while the Navajo adopted basic farming techniques. Upon arrival in the Puebloan homelands, the Apache and Navajo began to experiment with farming, settling Pueblo-like villages and raiding surrounding Puebloan settlements. It was this activity that presumably resulted in the exodus by the remaining Anasazi, Mogollon, and Hohokam. When those groups left, the Navajo and Apache essentially divided up the Southwest Territory, with the Navajo assuming control of the Four Corners area, and the Apache taking the mountains and plains of southern Arizona and New Mexico, and northwestern Mexico. It was from there that the Apache eventually subdivided into the Ariaipa, Chircahua, Cayotero, Farón-Gileno, Lanero, Mescalero, Mimbreno, Naisha, Chichcon, and Tichichi subgroups, but they were collectively known as a powerful and warlike people. Chapter 2. The Spanish and Mexican Periods. Although the Spanish didn't formally mention the Apache until 1598, when Spanish conquistador Don Juan de Onate y Salazar entered the region, historians think it likely that Spanish explorer Francisco Vasquez de Coronado was referring to the Quercho Apache in 1541 when he described a group he encountered on the plains of East New Mexico and West Texas. Coronado wrote, "After 17 days of travel, I came upon a rancheria of the Indians who follow these cattle. These natives are called Querechos. They do not cultivate the land, but eat raw meat and drink the blood of the cattle they kill. They dress in the skins of the cattle with which all people in this land clothe themselves, and they have very well-constructed tents made with tanned and greased cowhides, in which they live and which they take along as they follow the cattle.